Welcome to Under the Same Sky, a podcast with honest and inspiring conversations between newcomers. The podcast is a collaboration between the International Association for Intercultural Education and the Value Creators team of the Windesheim Honors College. In each episode, two people will take you on a journey through their lives and thoughts. Today we are joined by Rahaf and her husband Tammy. Originally from Syria, they were reunited in a refugee camp in the Netherlands after being in an online relationship for 3 years. There, they not only celebrated their honeymoon, but Rahaf also defended her master thesis successfully.
What was your highlight and low point of your week?
Hi, Tamim. Actually, this week was going really good. I'm fasting Ramadan and it's normal week in Corona days. Actually, it's no highlight day. And what's about you?
Yeah, from me, I'm doing well as normal in Ramadan because it's social and spiritual months, but we lose those things. But I'm trying to adopt myself with you.
Do you know what? Last time, 2 days ago now, I remember when I was walking my daily walk, okay. Then there was old woman, Dutch one. She said to me, Ramadan, you have Ramadan. And she started talking in Dutch. Actually, I didn't understand the whole idea, but I figured
out. Yeah, I remember what she said. Yeah,
I figured out she make like congratulations or something
she
like
said,
that. So I think this is the highlight.
It was a unique day because at that time, we just think it's the Dutch people, they don't know our culture and they don't know what we are doing in our religion or etc.
Yeah.
So it's a surprise when the lady just stopped us and said, yeah, Ramadan beginnen. We said,
it's
yeah.
It's a really cool moment because we feel like someone share our moment with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, second question. I would like to ask you about what brought you to the point where you are now.
Yeah,
long
actually,
journey.
It's long journey. It's started when I was in Syria. It's last 2 months in Syria before I move out. So I decide because the future should, my future should I doing very hard to achieve what I'm looking for. So because my career in non-governmental organizations. So in Syria, there is some of organization, but there is security situation for me. It's not good. So I just decide to travel out to Syria, to Turkey, because in Turkey, there is a lot of non-governmental organization working with the refugees. Also in Lebanon, but I choose Turkey because the economic situation, it's better than Lebanon. So, and I got a job before I travel. So let's just say the point, it's a start from my career side. I should travel out of Syria to helping my people. And then also when I met you.
Online.
So at this point, it's encouraged me to looking for a place who welcome us and community welcome us. And after long research and long discussion with you and asking people, so the decision at that time was Netherlands, and we choose Netherlands because many factors we figure out. Let's to say summarize.
I want to answer.
Okay, I will summarize because I'm looking for a place and grateful.
From my side, the love bring me to here because I didn't think that I will be a refugee in anywhere. Actually, the war, it's affected me, but it was not dangerous to stay with my family in the same situation. But I chose to fight for the relationship I had, or I went through it for 3 years, an online relationship. And after a long journey, we couldn't meet together because we are Syrian. There is a visas issue and difficult for Syrian, so no country welcome us. And after we passed through, especially Turkey and Spain, we have long story. We will not talk about it now. But yes, I took my decision to fight our relationship and for our child in the future. Yes, I choose the Netherlands because I searched a lot for the best country and best people, and I found the Netherlands people here smiling, and that is matter for me.
Yeah, because Netherlands, they have international rating about people kindness.
Yes.
So maybe
so we are lucky.
Second country in the kindness. I will ask you the third question about what brought the two of you together. What made the two of you find each other?
My CV.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I will talk this story because I love it. I had always a dream to go out Syria and also develop my career. I was working in NGO. It's called Danish Refugee Council. It's helped refugee in Syria and during the war helped the people who affected from the war, Syrian people. And I was working there. I love the humanitarian sector. I want to achieve more development. So I was in the group for Syrian people who search for a job. It's called Hawalek Shalal in Arabic. And Tamim, he was working as HR in NGO in Turkey. He put some tips for people who want to develop their CVs and for interviews. Then I said to him, I want to apply for your organization if you can help me to send my CV. He said, okay, send your CV. And then 2 days ago, he said, I want to engage you. It was really very... very confused moment, and this is our first part.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to continue?
Yeah, so it's really the CV, it was impressive because she put her photo on the CV and she is a beauty. She graduated the honor degree in the faculty, and it was a business administration. It's the same my faculty. Also, she was working in the same my sector. So we have the same mentality, the same education background.
Another part of the question, what made the two of you find each other? Actually, I chose Tamim without seeing him or knowing him. During our conversation, he said to me, I want you to achieve a lot in your life. Like, did you see the wall in your room? I want you to fill it in certificates of your job and your education. So I think that the man who put my education and career in his priority, it's really that strange to find this man in our world. So I keep it and I said he deserved to give him a chance. And we start to know each other very well during these years. Yeah.
Yeah, from my side, actually the distance and the social media platforms, there is some of, let's to say, something
essential
now, because the Facebook, who the platform
we found
each other, and because I'm out of Syria, so at the same time your organization, it's very close from my organization, and you are living in the same city, but I don't know you before, so the distance between me and you, it's the chance to meet together. And what's together to be together, because you are very beautiful and you have a clear vision what you are do and what you would to do, and you would to achieve more. So you are curious and you are looking forward and you would to move forward.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I will ask you this question.
Yeah.
Where do you feel most at home and why?
Okay, in my home. Okay, in home. If we are talking about Netherlands, so because we have, let's to say, two home. I'm talking about a people and a place. So we have a forward incubator and we have Tech Care BNB and the camps, because we just moved from the camps and to our normal home. And let's just say, because the people in forward incubator, they have the same mentality and the same, and they are young and same my age. So yeah, maybe forward incubator, it's my home. But
I think I have different understanding for this question. Like, where do you feel? I feel the definition of home, in my opinion, the place you found peaceful and that you can charge your battery of your body and soul when it's finished. So I feel home is when I am with people who support me. And like when I am with you, I feel home. I miss Syria and I consider it home. But sometimes difficult things in the life forced us to leave our home. So you should search to find another home. And now Netherlands, it's home, peaceful place. Yes. But people, we are network with them. There are the home. So this is my definition. How but would you describe the Netherlands to someone back
home
to your home? Yeah.
No mountains.
No mountains.
Okay. Actually, there is a lot of things to describe. First, the people, they like what they do. So for example, if we are talking about some of custom and cultures, they like to just to continue the path of their culture. For example, if we are talking about celebration days, so They have really unique celebration days. And yeah, I'm talking about this part. If I'm talking another part, they have cross culture. So for example, they know what's happened or what the other cultures mean. So for example, this lady, when we met her in the park, just, you know, in that time, there is a Ramadan for Muslim people. So that means they know another cultures. About the places, yeah, they have, or Netherlands in general, it's unique places. So there is a small villages in everywhere. So you can see people and communities everywhere. So, but in Syria, because the people just, they collect each other in the big villages or places, it's so far between each other. So, but here you can find houses and homes everywhere in the street. The people are very, very kind. Actually, the government. So there is a social support, there is a financial support, there is many types of support provided to people in Netherlands. Even if they are local or if they are immigrants or refugees. Yeah, you. Well, how would you describe the Netherlands to someone back home?
I would say Netherlands, it's like paradise on the earth, because it's I couldn't see before the green land like Netherlands. Mm. And it's organized country, clean streets, no mountains, okay, but a lot of green forest. What I can say, there is multi-nationalities here, immigrants, so you don't feel like you are strange. Like I used to live in Spain with my hijab, so when I was walking in the street, I feel all people looking at me, and that was like, you feel like you are not equal to anyone, so it's a little bit harmful. But here you feel like you are normal person, and everyone like respect you. Most of people open mind, and that I like in Netherlands, smiling, open mind, like they accept another people. And like here you can find support for Muslim girls with hijab, for LGBT community, for those people who can't take their rights in easy way. So I really respect that in Netherlands. And they are eating dorp, and this dorp, yep. it's black sweet. It's really very famous in Syria, and I love it because it was the first moment I was in the airport and I found this sweet, really, and it filled me like warm in my heart to find something mutual between Netherlands and my country. So
because it's very famous in Syria as well. Yeah,
it's very famous in Syria.
But here it's a lot of kinds and types with the zoot and with the sweet and and colors. Because in Syria we have one taste and it's a sweet.
Yes, and another thing I would mention to someone: Netherlands is so small and that easy thing. So you can't travel long time to reach to the end of Netherlands. You can, if you have car, you can maybe reach from the north to the south in 4 hours. So
So you like living in a small country?
Yes, of course.
Also, there is a lot of international companies here.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and so economical things, economical bar, it's considered fourth country.
And the economic power. Even they are small, but they have a power. So what was a funny experience you have had here? The close one, it's our village, it's the bus station, it's called Durb.
We used to live in a big city in Damascus, in Syria, sorry. It's, you know, capital Syria is Damascus, so it's a crowded city. And then we got our house in a small village. But what's the name of the small village? It's called Durb. Durb. It's a village.
But the bus station called name, Durb. It's called Durb, but the Durb, it's called Osthausen. So there is a name of this Durb, but the bus station, it's called only Durb.
Actually, maybe for me, when I was in the camp, I was learning biking. So it was funny for me because before you come to the camp, I promised myself I should learn biking. So it was very funny and funny moment. But for you, I don't know. What is a funny moment?
Funny experience when we just, it's funny. It's part of funny and part of hardworking. When the people who are responsible for us in the camp, they said you should live in Groningen, but our program was in Amsterdam in that time, and we should travel every day, or not every day, 3 days a week from Groningen to Amsterdam to attend 2 hour session. So the funny things, it's how we just cover those challenges and change our place. The funny experience was when I just applied to McDonald's to work in the McDonald's, to just to fill my free time and to move to Amsterdam to attend the course. So yeah, it was very hard time and funny time, because I didn't remember in my life I will work in McDonald's.
Now you remember me. Also, when we were in the camp, we have two funny experiences. One of them, when we were volunteer in the elder place for Dutch people. So we were helping them in preparing the lunch. They were so nice people, and we get funny moments. And another funny experience, we helped the camp to organize big events for dancing.
The festival.
Yeah. It's called Overtle. I didn't remember the name exactly, but it was very, very funny because we see, I think, 18 countries dancing.
Culture, yeah.
Yeah.
Folklorian dancing, yeah.
For 3 days. So it was really very funny from the management of the camps inviting us to help them in prepare and organize this event. Yeah, it was really very funny. So we will move to another question.
For future generations, listen to this years from now. Is there any wisdom you would want to pass on them, what we want them to know?
For me, if you are listening to us, and if you are a refugee or you are a citizen, Dutch citizen, and if you see refugee, please don't make him feel or her that it's shame, because going out from country, it's not a thing that we dream about it or want. It was we forced to leave our country. We loved our country and we didn't want to be refugee in another country. So if you are a refugee, don't feel that it's shame. Feel that it's power, and try to make achievement here, because you have all the support from government, from people, if you are hardworking. So don't sit and think that social support will cover all your life. So because you have, as I mentioned, support, and you can fly here easily if you only work on yourself. And this is my wisdom. And what about you?
Yeah, I want to first explain the situation for the next generation or the new generation. So future generation, let's just say for self side. So learn, educate, and you should have a lot of sensory experience skills, like critical thinking, creativity, dealing with the people, multicultural skills. So those type of the skills you should have to really to live in any community with a great life. So being a refugee, okay, sometimes it's hard as a name of the thing, but as a refugee, you are as a normal person. And also, if you are not refugee, you are immigrant, so you are also have a name, immigrant. So let's just say you have power, the power of those three things, skills, education, and self-awareness. So that means you have really three things to fly, as you mentioned. So if we are talking about the dealing with the life, so going forward every time and everywhere, don't accept the situation you don't like it. Don't accept any agreement you feel it will put you between lines. Be just across the lines as any normal person who is living as a normal life. But this type of the crossing should be have also rules and some of things like regulation, etc. Yes, really cross line to sky.
Yes, I would like to mention that if you are also refugee or citizenship, be acceptable to another people, as you said. Open mind to another people. Be patient. Don't judge them. And if you see that it's not this person, it's not good, try to learn him what you want from him. Yes, like this life will go on. So we can all of us help to achieve that, because every person, it's count. Every voice, it's count. Refugee, it's not a wasteful thing. So refugees sometimes can be good, valuable for their communities, and can achieve good things in their communities and support the economic situation. So
yeah, I would also speak about the environment. So the environment, actually, it's part from our life. So we should protect the environment. So also refugees, they have a responsibility about the climate change and environment. So if you agree with me.
Yes, I agree. And for this reason, we are working in our
project. Yeah, because sometimes I will tell you, because, for example, in Syria, we don't have the policy of the protect the environment. So if, for example, I'm young, so I can adapt myself to the new policy in Netherlands. But some people, they just when they change to another country, especially who have a wrong policy in the environment, so they should so be careful about the environment and protect it
for our generation. Yeah.
Future generation,
what do you wish for the future?
wish the future?
I wish I can launch my product and make revolution think in my product, because my product, we can say it's suitable for coffee. It's healthy date seed coffee, free caffeine. So I want this in the near future, that all the people around the Netherlands know that this refugee girl fight for their dream and achieve it here in the Netherlands. So I want to make this brand in my name, and I want to only to raise you and me and our family and maybe our child, future child, in peaceful place, and help my family economically or financially in Syria. So maybe I should be a little bit rich to help them, or enough. Yes, this is actually my dream.
But it's, those things, it's a near future. What's about
maybe I want to continue my PhD or to apply for PhD. Yes.
Also, it's near future. PhD is 2 years.
So what do you want?
So long. Yeah. Think about when you will be in the 15.
In the 15. I don't know. Maybe, but I want to be the role model for any refugee girl and inspiring person to any refugee, and maybe publish my book, my whole journey. So I think maybe publish my book and my whole journey in 50 years. It will be good, so people can know my story, now know what I had through and how I achieved my goals, inshallah, I hope.
So do you wish for something like physical, cars, homes, house, land, etc.?
Yes, but after we losing those things in Syria, it was not I love it, but it not give me whole happiness. Yeah. The happiness in things that you give to the people around you, inspiring, help, make them happy. I think those make me, of course, everyone want to get BMW and Mercedes and big house, but those things matter. But for me, said to you, I want to be a role model for a refugee girl.
So you will be a motivation speaker?
Yeah, maybe.
For girls. Okay.
And what about you?
Okay, the future. The near future, of course, I would to launch our product and be successful business. And then I would to continue my academic career. But if I see the opportunity to help my community and support my community and support what where I'm living, okay, I will choose the opportunity to, just to explain what I'm thinking about the future. I have something to myself. I'm part of the small community. It's my family and it's my neighbors and my big family and the city. So for me, you should be educated and you should have really good education degree. But then there are some of, let's just say, opportunities make you a hero of your community and supporter of the community. So you should choose between support yourself and build yourself, or support the community and build the community. So this mentality, it's actually for the humanitarian people. All the time, they just put yourself a priority for the people, not priority for yourself. So I guess I would to do something in the community support, or especially, I know there is a lot of NGOs and organization and the government institute working in the supporting newcomers, immigrants and refugees. I see myself in something like who supporting, but it's in unique things. I don't know what this unique things, but I would to like to support and put the people priority more than myself.
I hope all your wishes will come true in the future. Another things, if you could share a message with the world, what would it be? From my side, as I mentioned, that everyone in the community or in the world, it's come and are enough in our self. So don't think that you are not useful and stay in the corner and you don't do anything. Please come and go to the people, help them, give them motivation, give them inspiring things. As we mentioned in the podcast, that woman, only her voice and her two words she said to us, Ramadan Bikhnin, it raised our mood to the highest. So every word is count in the world. Accept people, don't judge them, help them, draw smile on her face or their face, sorry. This is my message. And what's your message?
Okay, my message is be productive. Of course, it's a general sentence, but I'm talking about be efficient in your community with the many ways. You can be productive with only, you can just help one person with the one thing. And you can support by words or by just speaking. You can support by smiling. And
yes, so those things supporting, empower people.
So the empowering, the general concept is empowering. So the empowering the community and the people around you, it's very important. At the same time, yourself, it's important. So be educated, learn new skills, new sentry skills, and really cross line to sky, not to cross line to the land between people, cross the lines to sky, to fly, to be very shy. And especially there is a, if you are talking about the vulnerable people, don't be vulnerable. Don't accept you will be vulnerable because you don't have full rights or you don't achieve your all rights or people, they don't give you rights. You have a right, and just you need to think with critical way. Don't think as a normal person because the life, it's complicated and very hard. So that's mean you should be very creative to think. And yeah, my sentence, it's a cross the line to sky.
Yes, good sentence. And I think it's from where the message, it's empower women, especially refugee women, because if you empower one woman, you are empower one family. I think it's a really good topic.
And if you empower the family, you empower the community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is our message.
Okay, so let's to close the broadcast. What's the powerful tool you use it to achieve what you are looking for in the Netherlands?
I think it's the most important thing for refugee to participate in events.
Newcomers in general.
To newcomers, yeah, in general, to participate in events, especially for them, and it's a lot. There is a lot of courses and training attend for all people here. When you participate in these events, you will have networks, and don't be shy to apply. Don't waste your time to apply because it's really essential things. I get my networks from two very important events or organizations. The first one, it's called the Forward Incubator. This is a program support refugee who has startup idea with refugee background, as I said. So we were there for 4 months. We get introduced to a lot of people from a lot of sectors, branding, marketing, and entrepreneurship sites. So it was really very good things for us and the new things. And another thing is TechCare BNB. It's an organization support refugee to be in the refugee camp journey. If you want, you don't want to stay at camp, you want to interact with Dutch people, you can apply. I will not say that you will choose truly or 100%, but you can apply, and you don't know, it's maybe working. So if it's working, you can get a Dutch family, and it's really very important that you have family here and networks. This is my tools, events and the program, and asking for, if you see like refugee has a lot of network, don't be shy to ask them how you get this opportunity. This is my tools. And what about you?
Yeah, it's same things. So first ask, because let's talk about Dutch people, they like who ask.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you ask, they like you more. And sometimes we face some issues when we don't ask. So the people, they be sad because we don't ask them. So they like the people to ask them. Even if they don't know the answer, they can forward us to who know the answer. And already we are working. And this thing, we just ask people, even if they are Dutch or not, because the people, when they living here in this society, they adopt about networking. So sometimes, for example, yesterday, one of our friend who support us in marketing forward us to another one who know the technical information, but they like to ask. So asking all the time, and don't spend time with just think alone, because sometimes the answer is very easy and accessible when you ask. So the networking, it's very important, because sometimes you need one thing from organization or institute is so far from you. Just think about network. If you know when it's from friend of who is employee in this organization, so he will just forward you smoothly to the organization team, and the chance came to you by chance. So just ask and attend the event, attend the special events related to your field. For example, I appreciate TechCare BNB initiative. They have every Monday, they have dinner for all the refugees who support them, and they match them with the new Dutch people. At the same time, we eat every month, every week from different cuisine. So we are eating the same, people who don't know each other, but this food just match each other between each other to know what's going on in the society. So be asking all the time, networking all the time. And really, it's a great opportunity for us to just speak about those things in this broadcast.
I would like to thank Value Creators team of this opportunity.
Yeah.
And also because this podcast between value creators and Owners College as the International Association of Intercultural Education. And we are very honored and it's our pleasure to be
part of their project.
Their project and give us this opportunity. They are so nice and kind people to think about us. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, value creators and your sponsors, and good luck.
Thank you too for sharing your stories. It's been a pleasure listening to you, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. How did you feel listening to these two stories? What surprised you? Did you learn something new? Have you experienced something similar? Let us know by writing us a review or by sending us an email to refugeedialogues@gmail.com. Until next time.